Spano and Black Attack rolls on here for a Friday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And in the spirit of better late than never, we're joined by the great Danny Trejo here on the Spano and Black Attack. Danny, good morning. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. This is really, really a pleasure.
Good morning.
How are you doing, my friend? Everything is good, I hope.
Really blessed. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Now, before we move on to the storied career and the interesting life of Danny Trejo and what's made him who he is today, let's talk about this commercial that you're doing for Snickers and just what can happen to somebody as lovely as Marsha Brady if she doesn't have her Snickers bar.
Well, you can see what happens to her if you go to the Snickers Facebook page and with the teaser. It's like when my agent called me and said, hey, don't be shocked, but they want you to play Marsha Brady. And I thought, it's going to be a little stretch, but, you know. And then she told me what it was for, that it was for Snickers, and I love Snickers anyway. So I thought, yeah, let's do it. So it's a lot of fun. All my friends kind of don't believe it, that you can't play Marsha Brady. She was pretty.
There certainly is a dichotomy in the looks, and, you know, Snickers will pull it all together. It should be a whole lot of fun. And if you go to youtube.com/Snickers, you could take a look. And if we get enough social media hits on Twitter at #EatSnickers, they'll preview the whole darn commercial before the Super Bowl.
Right. So we're all kind of looking forward to it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I couldn't believe it when she said it. You know, it's like, come on, Marsha Brady. And yeah, the Brady Bunch. I know, I was in love with the mom, I remember.
Oh, Danny, it's been a storied career, but it certainly wasn't a journey that anybody would say was normal or customary. You went from spending time in various houses of detention to being an action hero, doing comedies, just all over the map as a great and accomplished actor. Talk to us a little bit about the journey and how one goes from being, you know, in a house of correction or a guest of a state, as it were, to an acclaimed actor.
Well, you know, first of all, I would have to say, like, divine intervention. Secondly, it was like, you know, when I was a drug counselor, I showed up on a movie set to help somebody, and I ran into a friend of mine, a guy named Eddie Bunker, and he knew I used to box, and he said, are you still boxing? I said, I'm training. So he had me, I started training an actor named Eric Roberts for a movie called Runaway Train. And the director, Andre Kajalowski, saw me, and he saw that I could handle Eric, so he hired me. He said, you be in movie. It's a Russian, Andre Kajalowski, is a really good friend of mine. And from there, it was like the first 5 years of my career, I just kind of played inmate number one, you know, or bad guy number one. Never had a name. And I didn't even know I was being typecast. It was funny because they said, I remember the first time I was interviewed, they said, Danny, aren't you afraid of being typecast? And I said, as what? And they said, well, you're always playing the mean Chicano dude with tattoos. And I thought about it, and I said, I am the mean Chicano dude with tattoos, so somebody got it right. From there, the first actual name I had was Art Sonella in a movie called Death Wish 4 with Charles Bronson.
Yeah, and then you went on to do a whole bunch of action movies, a lot of them with Robert Rodriguez, who was a distant cousin of yours, and you didn't know that until you guys got together on set. And talk about how important he's been. He's actually a second cousin. How important he's been to your career and helping craft you into what's become, you know, a Chicano action hero, as it were.
Well, you know what? Robert had the idea of doing a movie called Machete when we were doing Desperado, which was, you know, 20 years ago, and he was saying, guy, you're perfect, you know, you got this look and action hero that fights with machete, and he's just a bad dude, you know what I mean, but he fights for good. So we talked about it and talked about it, and then And then we ended up, coming out with Machete. Then Machete Kills, and we're getting ready to do Machete Kills in Space.
Danny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
Machete. Oh, there you go. Lost you for a second there.
Which is going to be a lot of fun.
But
I think in this next Machete, we'll have him eating Snickers.
There you go. He turns into Marsha Brady. You know where I want to go? I want to go back to the days in San Quentin and becoming the lightweight and welterweight boxing champion in San Quentin. Now, people may not realize that at times world-class boxers would come to San Quentin and box with the boxing champion. And, you know, it was kind of it would be kind of an exhibition to the world-class fighter from the outside. To you, it was a chance to show your bones and say, hey, I'm every bit the equal to these world-class fighters, and I could be that world-class fighter. So a lot of times the world-class boxer on the outside was getting quite a shock when he was fighting the boxing champion of San Quentin. Talk about some of those experiences and maybe perhaps how good a professional boxer you could have been if life was a little different.
Well, life, I found out that life kind of turns out, the way it's supposed to. It's like everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. And I honestly believe that that's the way we're supposed to be. So if you're down and you're people are telling you you can't do it, I think honestly you got to remember, I would rather shoot for the moon and miss than aim for the gutter and make it. And people are going to tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Every time, it's funny because when my daughter wanted to get into acting, and everybody's telling her, well, there's a lot of competition. And I said, sweetheart, there's a lot of competition in being a plumber. There's a lot of competition. Anything you want to do, you want to be a boxer, there's a lot of competition. But, it's like, so you just got to go for it. She's doing pretty good. So my son just wrote a movie, and you can look on it. It's called a Snapshot, and you can see it on what is it? Click on Snapshot, Frankie.
Oh, you can Google search it. Go to Snapshot, and we'll get all the 411. It's great to hear the kids doing well. Do you think you could have ended up being a world class pro boxer though?
That's what Mayweather said.
Mayweather
said, know boxing, Trejo. But I think, and it's so funny, but when you look at my career and you look at everything I've done, I end up playing Marsha Brady.
Yeah, it's really a great story.
in a
Snickers commercial that you can check out on YouTube. If you hit social media, hashtag Eat Snickers, and it gets 2.5 million hits, we'll preview the whole commercial before the Super Bowl. Danny, this was truly a pleasure. I could have done this for much longer. It's really an honor because your story is very uplifting.
Wish we had more time.
Yeah, I really do too, man. Best of luck and continued success and continued sobriety. Congratulations on that as well. We'll do it again very, very soon. It was truly my pleasure.
God bless. Thank you, brother.